All-Star in Sports. I'm Jason Walker. Every NBA team will have at least two nationally televised games this upcoming season. The league confirming that that number is all part of a full schedule unveiling for 25-26. The reason? Well, there are simply more national games than ever now that the league's new 11-year, $76 billion agreements with ABC, ESPN, NBC Peacock, and the Amazon Prime Video are about to formally begin. There will be 247 games scheduled on the networks this season, and officials say that is up from 172 last year when it was between ABC, ESPN, and TNT. So, a lot of NBA to watch in the upcoming season. This is SRN Sports. When it comes to college football All-Americans, who's on top? Well, the Associated Press has done a little digging back, and they find in the last 100 years, first of all, nearly 2,000 players have been All-Americans. Notre Dame leads with 85, Alabama at 83, Ohio State 79, Southern Cal 77, and Oklahoma with 75. By the way, the SEC has had the most All-Americans, 340 in that conference since its first football season in 1933. Baseball action, only seven games on tap. Toronto 2, the Cubs 1. Cleveland beat Miami by a score of 9-4. Baltimore 5, Seattle 3, Detroit 4, Minnesota 3. Washington beat the Phils 3-2, Atlanta 4, Mets 3, and Arizona took care of Colorado 8-2. SRN Sports.